This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED takes necessary action on LANL's hexavalent chromium plume. On Tuesday, February 11th, the New Mexico Environment Department took bold actions to hold the Department of Energy, DOE, and Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, accountable for the release and distribution of hexavalent chromium contamination into the regional drinking water aquifer and onto Pueblo de San Ildefonso lands. The Environment Department released two administrative compliance orders, both with civil penalties totaling over $15,775,000. This update focuses on the first Environment Department Administrative Compliance Order, number 26-01, which revolves around the Environment Department's consideration of LANL's application for a discharge permit for the extraction, treatment of the contaminated waters, and injection of those waters back into the regional drinking water aquifer, and the requirements to take action to protect the regional drinking water supply. In 2015, LANL submitted an application to the Environment Department for a groundwater discharge permit to investigate the protective interim measures that could be taken to protect the regional drinking water aquifer and to characterize the hexavalent chromium plume to determine the best course of action to clean up the contamination and to stop future contamination. After a public hearing, the Environment Department issued the Groundwater Discharge Permit, DP-1835, to LANL. The 44-page administrative order details the steps that were taken, the obstacles that were placed in the way, and the back and forth between the parties to address the plumes. That changed in 2022. When hexavalent chromium, or chromium-6, was detected in a well drilled on Pueblo de San Ildefonso above New Mexico water quality standards. Since then, an additional well was drilled and a third well is in process. All three are located across the quote-unquote magic line between LANL to the north and the Pueblo to the south in Morton Dead Canyon. During that time, the New Mexico Office of the State Engineer got involved when LANL contractors failed in drilling a new regional monitoring well, 73, or R73. The well casing broke during its removal. The state engineer required the well to be plugged and abandoned. A new well has not been drilled. In developing the civil penalties for the violations of the groundwater discharge permit, DP-1835, the Environment Department found that for both violations, the potential for harm is major. This is an important finding because the chromium plume was first discovered over 20 years ago. It has yet to be fully characterized. It has yet to be cleaned up. LANL now has 30 days to provide an answer to the administrative order and to request a public hearing before the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.